Hello everyone, welcome to another success case. Today we have the pleasure of talking with Meg, who got this job with BankHack. Welcome Meg, first congratulations, and can you talk us a little bit about yourself, who you are, where are you from, what is your personal background?
Sure. Thank you, Maria, and thank you for having me here today. I am a DevSecOps engineer, and I have about 8 years of experience in IT across multiple domains, software development, infrastructure management, security, network management. And I'm actually quite passionate about IT, and I always have been. And that's one of the main reasons why I, always dived in to learn whatever I could.
Okay, that's great. Let's move a little bit to the past. Why did you decide to look for a job abroad or look for a job with BankHack?
Okay, so well, my main reason, why I came across this option was that I was looking for exposure, in a place where I can get my hands on with the latest technologies and I can learn and implement them as soon as I, they're out or as soon as possible for me. And it also was a way for me to stay equipped with the tools I need to bring out my ideas, my thoughts into the picture, because I grew up in Uganda, which is a small country in Africa. And I always wouldn't get the chance to get the tools I need, get the equipment I need to start working on a few concepts, few ideas out of my mind. And that is when I started, getting this thought that maybe I should move abroad to get better chances of exploring my skill set and putting my talents to test.
That's great. Like, makes a lot of sense. And how was the job searching before BankHack? Did you try other platforms or other ways to look for a job abroad?
Yes, so I did try, and to be honest, it was very tedious, very complex. Mostly, I tried through social platforms like LinkedIn, job search platform websites, Indeed, and others. But most of the time, majority of the times, I would get a denial for some reason or the other. No understanding of what's happening, why it's now I'm able to get get accepted or anything. And that's when I almost gave up and said, no, let's put it aside. I mean, let's think about other options. And just about then, there's a group for IT professionals on Facebook where I just posted a question asking, does anybody have any idea or something. And while there were hundreds of comments and people telling me, don't bother, it's not worth it, it's a tedious process for the companies and they don't really go through with hiring foreign workers and everything. And among all those comments, there was one comment that said, "Have you tried BankHack?" And I said, okay, let's look this up. That's the only positive comment I see here. When I went to Google, I searched up about BankHack, and when I saw what I saw, I was curious, yes, but I also thought this is a scam initially, because it just seems so surreal. How can there be something, a platform like this, when I've been struggling searching for a job for all this while? And I did a bit of digging, checking the website out and a few other social platforms, and I gained my confidence. I joined BankHack. I signed up with the website. And after that, I just started looking for jobs that I was confident I fit in well and started applying.
Yeah, this is like something that happens to us a lot. And it's like, it's too good to be real, right?
Exactly, like, yes.
How a company like this, like how it exists. Okay, let's talk about we try to support our candidates during all the journey. So when you have the first contact with the company, before that you had a mock interview, right? With one of our advisors.
Right.
How it was, and did it help you to feel more confident?
Right. So the mock interview was very helpful. The interviewer knew what kind of expectations and what kind of requirements the hiring managers would have. And being somebody who's not familiar with the kind of culture and the kind of expectations of hiring managers in the other country would have. I was a little clueless, but the interviewer helped me through the mock interview. We went through a few questions back and forth, and she helped me understand what kind of questions I should expect, and despite being the correct answer, how it should be portrayed, and how to best make them understand and best help them learn about my skills and my talents without going in too much details and making it lengthy for no reason. So quite a bit of tips, very helpful, and definitely it made me feel much more confident for the interview before the interview.
That's great. So then the next step was the real interview. How was that first interview with the company?
Well, I mean, I actually had my first interview with another company, and it went pretty well. I got shortlisted for a second round, and that's where things went south. I didn't go through. And later on, I got this other opportunity where I am now, where I got the job now. So yes, the interview was a little, I got a little nervous initially, but having the skill, having in mind what the mock interviewer told me and everything that I was told actually I should keep in mind, I was ready for it, and I didn't have any problem communicating. I didn't have any problem putting my points out and understanding the requirement, because the job description is already pretty clear on VanHack. So just basing on that, I was able to explain why I'm the best fit for the role.
Yeah, so I know that sometimes during the process, it's like easy to think about giving up, right? Like when you think that it's not going to happen, you apply to so many jobs and nothing's happened, or that you get rejected. So did you thought about it? And how did you change your mind?
Oh, totally. I was actually on VanHack for 1.5 to 2 years before I landed the job, right? So for the first 1 year or 1 year, a little more than 1 year, I kept applying to jobs, 500, 600 jobs which I'd applied to, and no response. And the only response I was getting was, unfortunately, you're not selected. And so initially, about a year after being on platform for a year, I was sort of giving up. I said, this is not working. Let's explore other options if there is any. I gave up. But then VanHack is a wonderful platform again. They kept keeping me in touch, sending me out emails, marketing emails and everything. And a couple of months later, I'm like, let's give this a try again. I applied for a few jobs. Luckily, I got into one for my first round. And that's when I met this mock interviewer, Cecilia. She did a mighty fine job making me understand how it's all going to happen. And she helped put down notes about my profile, put them on my skill sets and everything. That job didn't go through, no problem. But this helped Rodrigo, another interviewer from VanHack. This helped him assess my profile and match me to a job. And he reached out to me saying, if this job open and I see your profile is a good fit, do you want to apply? I said, sure. And I applied for it. The interviews got scheduled. I had my mock interview before the first round. I had a mock interview for the final round. And things went pretty smooth. And here we are,
Yeah, so that's good. Like you have one rejection, and then you have like a real one, no?
Right,
it's like
right.
Wait for that perfect match, right? Like
correct,
we have
exactly.
A job that is for us. That's great. So you have any advice for other bank hackers that are looking for a job abroad?
I would have two things to say. Be patient, the job is there, it's waiting for you. Just be patient. Keep looking, keep applying. And one important thing is that check for the jobs that are listed. Look at the jobs that you fit in. See the skills they are requiring. And accordingly, build your profile around it so that when the recruiters are searching for profiles, they can find yours. Instead of putting down all the skills you have, target what you want to get your job in, and then just put down the those exact details in your profile. So it makes it easier to get shortlisted.
That's great. So, Meg, you're waiting, you're working remotely right now and you're waiting for moving to Canada. How is your life going on, like working remote and waiting for the process? It's VanHack helping you with this process.
Yes, actually, VanHack is a great help again. They are helping me through the process. I got in touch with one of the immigration lawyers as well. We had a call and I gave him all the documents that are required, the checklist that was put up. We have we're sharing a Google Drive where we've uploaded all the documents, waiting for a few more things to come up before we get the visa in place and move to Canada. But yes, I mean, the experience right now is wonderful. The company is great. They are very flexible, very supportive. And the work culture is fantastic. My colleagues are wonderful. It's a pleasant experience. I'm having a good job working during the evening hours that match with the timing in Canada, which is not a challenge, to be honest. And yes, VanHack is very helpful. The company is wonderful. I mean, VanHack did help me get to my dream job, I could say.
That's great. And where are you planning to move to Canada? Which part of Canada?
That will be in Toronto.
Oh, that's great. So congratulations. And thank you so much for sharing your journey with us. I think everyone is going to find this so helpful during their journey. And I see you around. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Thank you very much, Maria. And I wish everyone best of luck who is watching this.